7. Listen to part of a lecture in an ecology class.
Okay, today I wanted to talk about intermediate technology, which refers to technology individuals can build using the materials at hand. Let me give you an example of the importance of this technology. In parts of the world, collecting fuel for home use, fuel such as firewood, dung cake, or agricultural waste, is not only time-consuming, but the typical patterns of collection lead to problems like deforestation, soil erosion, and ecological imbalances. Experts predict that even if food supplies are adequate for rural populations, fuel supplies for domestic consumption may not be. Considering these problems, aid organizations developed a solar oven. These ovens are cheaply constructed, easily operated, and extremely energy efficient. The oven consists of an inner and outer metal or cardboard box, a top cover, and two panes of plain glass. The inner box is painted black to absorb solar radiation. The space between the two boxes is filled with an easily available insulating material, such as rice husks, which, because of their high silicon content, neither attract insects nor rot easily. Other usable materials are ground nutshells or coconut shells. Okay? An adjustable mirror is mounted on one side of the oven box, and this mirror reflects the sunlight into the interior of the box. A sufficiently high temperature can be maintained to cook food gradually but thoroughly. Apart from being cheap and energy efficient, the solar oven has other advantages over traditional fires. First, indoor wood fires produce smoke that causes respiratory and eye diseases. They're also a fire hazard, especially for small children. Also, the combustion of biofuels produces carbon dioxide, methane, and other greenhouse gases that contribute to global warming. Okay? So, this intermediate technology, the solar oven, has made a significant improvement in the lives of millions of families in rural societies.
Using points and examples from the lecture, explain how the use of intermediate technology is important for rural societies.